Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lamax. Come on in, kick back, relax, grab yourself a cool one. All right, gentlemen. Hope everybody had a good weekend, man. Hope you had the opportunity to spend some time on Mother's Day to celebrate your mother. Celebrate the mother of your children, something like that. Hope everybody had that opportunity, and I hope it was a good day. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Now, gentlemen, we know that this world is corrupt. We know this world is upside down. Right is wrong, wrong is right, up is down, down is up, and we in bad shape. But I want you to remain strong. I want you to hold fast, okay? Stay true to the cause. Don't deviate. Don't despair. I need you to remain strong. Remain strong in the faith, whatever that faith for you may be. Hold fast to it. Need men. We need strong men today. Society has beat us up over the last 20 or 30 years and simplified everybody. Everybody meaning us, meaning men. You know, toxic masculinity. We're right there, that's an oxymoron. You can't be toxic and be masculine at the same time because masculinity is not toxic. We've discussed that. We've talked about that in previous episodes. But, you know, they keep coming up with all these new words. Right? They keep coming up with shit. Microaggression. Right? Right? I thought that was passive aggressive. Microaggression. See, they just keep changing the damn language, right? And it's our fault. I mean, I know we want to blame women for everything. And they are partly to blame, but we know how females act and how they behave. We already know this. We know what their true nature is, and we allow them to get away with things and to do things that's detrimental to themselves and to us and to society as a whole. They've already, you know, with all this femininity stuff, they've already screwed up their own gender. Now they got men competing in women's sports because they want to be strong and independent. Yeah. All right. Well, now you're strong and independent. Now you got men in there being better women than the women are. They did it to themselves, right? But there are men that allowed that to happen. Should have never went that far. That's the thing. You got monkey simps that'll go along with it. as Coach Greg Adams would say, the simpanzees, as he would say. You know, don't be going along with the agenda, with the message. Don't go along with it. I seen a tweet yesterday and I started to respond to it and I was like, nope, don't do it. You ain't going to change a damn thing, and then you're going to have a bunch of feminists and monkey simps pile on, you know, to my response, and it ain't going to change a damn thing. And the tweet was, it was from a female, you know, and she was asking, are men intimidated by strong, independent, opinionated women? You know, successful, I think, was also in there, you know, meaning, you know, they got a career, successful career. You know, I'm not wording that. It's not a quote, but that's what was said. You know, are men intimidated by that, you know? And my first thought was, no. If you want to be strong, independent, you know, career, you know, successful career, opinionated, you can go do that by yourself. You can go do that all by yourself. And that's what happens. Most of these females, you know, the career-minded ones, the ones that are strong and independent, you know, they forego any long-term relationships with men because, you know, they got to have their career. And then they get 35 or 40 and then they like, oh shit. Now they want to get married. After they done rode the carousel for all them years. Now they want to settle down. And they're like, where are all the strong men at? Where are all the men at? Meanwhile, they've had all these dudes simping on them all this time, see? But now they want a man. He got to make more money than them. You know, because ain't no female going to marry down. Men do that. Men are married down. You know, somebody that doesn't make as much money as them, doesn't have the same degree or education as them, didn't come from the right side of the tracks. Men will do that. Women will not. They want to marry up. They want to marry up. I don't want to compromise. You know? They want 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, 220. You know? Abs. You know? They want Chad. They want Tyrone. Right? They want the top 10, 15, 20%. You know, you get over 6 foot tall, the numbers start dropping quickly. As far as men are concerned. And then when you start adding in all them other variables, the numbers get even smaller. And what has she got to offer? You know? You know, she done been around the block and got a lot of miles on her by now. She's not young. And by that time, you have caught up or surpassed. And now you're able to pick and choose. Why would you choose her? They do it to themselves. You got to be strong, men. Be strong. Like I said, control your biology. Right? Keep the faith. Take care of yourself. You know, you read it over and over in these articles, the magazines, online. They all want strong men. They ain't looking for them beta males. That's what they thought they wanted. Right? But in the end, who do they marry? Chad and Tyrone. they ain't looking for no beta. Right? Not unless they want to be in charge of that relationship. Now, you do see that. You know, you see him marrying a beta male, and then he's just tagging along for the ride. And I've seen that. And that's sad for the man. I have seen that. She's basically running the show, and he's doing whatever she says to do. However she wants it. Now think about that kind of life. How would that do? I'd be like, are you kidding me? Ain't no way. Now, I'm not saying that all women should be a certain way. They can be any way they want to. They can rise to any level of success and behave however they want to behave. That's their business. But again, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And you men, I'm not saying, you know, that you need to marry down some dumb blonde, you know, big bimbo blonde or whatever. That's not what I'm saying either. Because them females, they'll try your patience too. You're like, good God, you know? Excuse me. Of course you want somebody who's got, you know, their head screwed on right. Got a good brain that works, that can think critically and help, because you want a partner. I'm not saying, you know, you want somebody who's subservient. But they're, you know, they want you to believe that the patriarchy is somehow screwed up. Well, you know, men do all the dangerous jobs. Men go to war. Men have built just about everything in this country. Men have. Wasn't these strong and independent females out there building skyscrapers and bridges, roads, railroads, telephone lines? How many females are in the military? What's the percentage? And then what are their roles? I know they've been trying to push the limit because they want females in combat. Me personally, I've been in combat, and there's very few women I would want in a foxhole with me. Very few. There's a couple that can pull their weight, that are strong mentally under pressure. There was a few that I met, but the majority of them, ain't no way I'd put my life in their hands. No freaking way. What I'm saying is, you know, choose wisely, gentlemen. Be strong. Be the alpha. And if you're not an alpha and you're a beta, still, be strong and choose wisely. Excuse me. Don't choose a female. If you're listening to her, make life choices and decisions, if you're taking your cues, then you're in bad shape. Because again, we think differently. They're wired differently, and that's okay. They go on emotion. They're primarily wired that way, and men are more analytical, more logical. Excuse me, get some water. You know, they're supposed to complement one another. They're supposed to work together. And that's what you want. Again, you want a partner. They're supposed to help you build. Right? And most of them, they don't want to build nothing with you. They want to meet you at the finish line once you done all the hard work. once you done busted all your ass and, you know, made something of yourself and you got a little bit of monies, and now they want to help you spend it. The hell with that, right? But men let them get away with it. You even see it with these athletes and movie stars. They get married, they got money. They got lots of money. And then they wind up marrying some female they ain't got no business being with. It lasts for, you know, a year or two or however long. Wind up in divorce court and they get taken to the cleaners. You want a female that's going to help you build something, a partner. If that's the road you're going down, you're going long-term, you're looking for a long-term relationship with a female, you're looking for a family, you seriously want somebody that's going to help you build. Is willing to put in the work and to have the faith in you. Have faith in you. You are the prize, gentlemen. You are the prize. If you believe in the good book, the man was made first. And that's the only thing the Lord said that wasn't good. And it wasn't good because he was alone. He needed a what? A helpmate. A helper. That's what you want. Somebody's going to help you in the good times and in the bad times, in sickness and in health, richer or poor, right? Isn't that what the vows say? Need to think about that. Think with the big head. Be strong and independent yourself. If she's strong and independent and successful, that's great. She's opinionated, that's great too. Nothing wrong with that. That means she's got ideas, she's thinking. But the thing is, females don't believe, they all say they want to be equal. They don't want to be equal. They want to be above you. You are supposed to be there to serve them, to please them. Wrong answer. See, it's upside down. And men have gone along with it, and that's the problem. There's your problem. That's why we at where we are now. We know who they are. We know what they do. We've gone along with it for too long. And now we're here. And you can do better. You can do better. And you know, the older you get, the more difficult it becomes, you know, because the field starts to narrow down, right? They start to get married, they start to have kids, they get to a certain age, them kids are having kids, now they got grandkids, all their priorities are going to be turned on them kids and them grandkids. You ain't going to be the priority. But yet you're supposed to put them first. You're supposed to man up. Right? That's what you see all over the internet. Men need to man up. That's not what you're telling us all the time. We don't have an opinion. We're not supposed to have a say. We're supposed to shut up. They want you to get in touch with your feelings. I don't have any anymore. I used to. But they did away with all of that. They got rid of all that. All that touchy-feely stuff is gone at this point. That done fell by the wayside long time ago. Ain't no more touchy-feely. Get in touch with your feels. Shit. Oh, Lord, gentlemen. Man, we in bad shape. This world needs a course correction, and I think it's too late. I think it's too late to change any of it. You know, the barbarians are going to be at the gates, and we're going to be debating on what pronouns to call them. Right? That's a Douglas Murray quote, by the way. You should check him out. He's a fairly smart man. I dig him. Yeah, it's going to take something catastrophic. You know, you want to feel how strong and independent a woman is? You know, throw a spider at her or something. See how she see how strong and independent she is then. Yeah, you'll see how much leadership skills she got then, right? You know, or there's a noise in the middle of the night. What they do? They wake you up. You need to go check it. I don't know. You're strong and independent, right? Go in there and see what the hell's going on. All right, gentlemen. We've had enough fun for today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Let me know what's going on in your world. See, I'm just a squirrel here. Right? Check out the social media sites, the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Parler, Gab, Locals, all of it. All of them a little bit different, you know, to suit different needs. And of course, the platforms are different. So that kind of dictates, you know, how you manage them. But, you know, like, comment, subscribe. You know, give me a 5-star review if you'd like to support the podcast. You can do so with the support button on the app that you're using right now. And I appreciate all of you who do that. Also, oh hell, I lost my train of thought. You can reach me at ofmen4men@gmail.com. Right? If you have any questions, comments, smart remarks, anything you'd like me to cover, you know, you can give me some feedback direct in my email. And I appreciate everybody who does. All right, my friends. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.